This is Ron's update by Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. This is Ron's update number 13, and I thought what I'd do is just rebroadcast my very first podcast, which was back in 2007. It's only about 8 minutes long, so I thought it was short enough for an update. And I plan on running this afternoon, and I may do another update today. So try to enjoy. See ya. This is the first edition of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll try to do more in the future. Today is January 15th, Martin Luther King Day. It's about 2:59. I just finished my 3.5 mile run at Stone Mountain. I'm into my second week of Hal Higdon's half marathon program for intermediate runners. I'm in my car on the way back home. I'm driving down Five Forks Trickham Road. I had a pretty good run today. I ran with my Garmin 205. I normally run with my Suunto T4 with my heart rate monitor and my Garmin also, and then compare the two. But I forgot my heart rate belt today, so I just ran with my Garmin, and I really had a more relaxed run and felt pretty good. I didn't run that fast. I think I averaged a little over eight, not eight, I wish, a little over 11-minute miles, and that's with some walking. So I think my fastest pace was about a 9:50 pace, according to my Garmin. And I'm recording this so I can remember some of the stuff to put in my Lost Trail Runner blog. I had committed to update that blog once a week this year, and so far I'm already behind. I updated it on the 2nd of January, and it's the 15th now, and I still haven't gone back and updated it the second time. So I think after I get home, take a shower, go to the grocery store, I've come back home, I think I'm going to update my blog and start getting with it. Doing this Hal Higdon half marathon schedule, first week, I like doing it, but since I haven't been, you know, my average for the past year is about 11 miles a week, and this year, so far, I've been averaging about 16 miles a week, which doesn't seem like a big difference, but it does to my body. I was really tired. I ran like 3 miles Saturday, and I ached all over and felt crappy. And yesterday, I took the day off because I worked out at the golf course as a starter. And today, I did 3.5 miles out at Stone Mountain, and I felt pretty good, even though I wasn't running that fast. So hopefully I can work myself into this training schedule without breaking down and go all the way through it so I can run the ING half marathon in Atlanta on the 25th of March and have a decent time. I'd really like to break 2 hours. Last year I did the Disney half in 2:18, and I was really disappointed because that's the first time I ever ran over 2 hours and a half marathon. I had run Disney twice before and ran them pretty slow, I thought, and I ran like a 1:57 and a 1:58, which at least it was under 2 hours. Of course, my best marathon was back in the mid-80s, and I ran like a 1:29.12 at Savannah, and I guess I was impressed with myself then. I'd just about kill for a time like that now. I used to think a 1:45 was slow, but a 1:45 would be great too. But my goal is to break 2 hours. So I guess I'm going to finish for now, and put this in my blog. Bye.
I wanted to correct something I said in the previous clip. When I ran the Savannah half marathon, I ran a 129.12. I said in the clip the marathon, and I meant half marathon.
Well, here I am. It's Saturday afternoon, February 10th. I'm sitting in my wife Rhonda's craft room, watching a race on TV, drinking a Red Stripe, and eating some Hershey Kisses. I ran in a race this morning. It was Atlanta Track Club, 1 hour run on the track at Agnes Scott College. I wore my Garmin 305 GPS with a heart rate monitor, and I used the virtual partner on my GPS this time. I set it for the 1 hour run at a 9 minute pace to see how it would actually work out for me, because I'm training for the ING half marathon March 25th, and I would like to break 2 hours. So I thought if I could run this 1 hour race on the track at a 9 minute pace and hang in there for 9 minutes without, you know, just a constant pace, that maybe I could use that same idea in ING half. So I tried it, and it worked out really well. I ended up averaging an 8:54 for the hour, which gave me 6.74 miles. And I end up meeting one of my rivals, Jake, at the end. In the last lap of the race, I think it was about 2 minutes left, and I had been kind of drafting him for a couple of laps because he was running about 9 minutes. And the last lap, I took off and passed him, and I ran, an 8:10 for the last lap, and he couldn't catch me. So I ended up beating him by about on a track from the curve to the middle of a straight. I finished at the start-finish line, and he finished the hour just coming out of the curve before the start-finish line. So I felt pretty good about that. And so I'm going to keep training with that method and do my long runs with that virtual partner and see if I can pull off a half marathon in under 2 hours. That wouldn't be too bad for a 65-year-old, would it? So that's my plan. I guess I'll go back to watching this race for a while. And in this podcast, I'm going to try to put this in iTunes and maybe put it on my blog and see how that works out. I've been looking at iWeb and iLife 06 on my Mac, and I would really like to start using iWeb and GarageBand and building some podcasts and maybe not publish them, but, you know, kind of hone my ability so that if I decided I wanted to, I could. So I'm going to conclude this podcast and go back to watching the ARCA race at Daytona. Keep in touch. I'll do another one as soon as I can.